And what about a round flat cake made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet, eaten with syrup?
Eaten with syrup. Well, that would be a hoe cake, wouldn't it?
They're good too.
Did you say hoe cake? Oh, I hadn't heard them called.
Well, that's what.
That's right.
You cook it on top of the stove and turn it over. Mm-hmm. Call it a hoe cake.
If you've never eaten any, you've missed something.
Oh, I think I've eaten the same thing, only we call them flapjacks or pancakes.
Uh-oh, I didn't say.
Oh, isn't it?
Oh. You make the biscuit dough. Making biscuit dough instead of cooking it in the oven in little biscuits. Mm-hmm. You just get a skillet kind of thing, a flat. We call them a baker.
Mm-hmm.
And put it down, and when it browns on the bottom, you turn it over and brown on the other side.
It's
good. Then butter it and you serve it.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a term for what I was thinking of?
Have what?
Have a name for the kind of thing I was thinking of?
She was thinking of flapjacks,
Well, we'd call them just pancakes, mm-hmm. I believe. And my mother used to call them
batter cakes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's what my folks used to call them, batter cakes.
And what do you call meat from the side of a hog, but salted but not smoked?
Well, we call that the middling meat.
Okay. And what do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl?
Pressed meat. A lot of people call it souse meat.
We always say pressed.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Oh, that would be the... it's not called a seed. The pit, wouldn't you call the pit?
Okay. And what do you call it in the center of a peach?
That would be the peach seed, we always say.
What do you call a peach whose meat doesn't stick to the stone?
We'd call that clear seed.
Okay, what about one that whose meat does stick
to it? Well, that's called a plum peach.
I'd never heard that term.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we were countrymen when they used to have fruit trees. That way we distinguished them.
Yeah, plum seed. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it makes sense. Uh-huh. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Beans. Mm-hmm. Well, we call those string beans, wouldn't we?
What about some that do have to be shelled?
Well, those would be. Shell beans.
Can you think of any others?
No, I don't think we just don't have too many kinds of beans, do we? Oh, we have the green beans and the shell beans and the
butter beans.
Well, you shell those though, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's what you mean. Mm-hmm.
Butter beans. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
We call those the greens.
That's what I'm calling now.
With the turnips, I must have talked to do that.
Sure, go ahead, it won't matter.
We buy them off the truck. So we drop in some turnips, that large around.
Oh, really?
And that's what you smell in yonder cooking now.
Yeah,
we'll
get down tomorrow.
Does the truck come by very often?
Once a week.
I see. Okay, what do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and then eaten with your hands?
We call that roasting ear.
And what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's a little bit smaller than a squirrel?
Let's see, a rat or...